On a packed bus?
Yeah, so we were just talking about press screenings versus public screenings, and you were saying there's
Let's say first that a lot of the public screening, or a lot of premieres, premiere at public screenings before the press screening the next day. So the public gets to see it before the press.
I don't really see a problem with seeing it at the press screening.
I'm seeing the same movie.
So, okay, so the conflict here is Peter is a hopeless romantic.
Peter romanticizes the fact of getting the review up first.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that. It's being with an audience that laughs and applauds and has emotion, and you can feel something in the air rather than cynical, sarcastic, godless.
You really have a nasty view of
critics.
I'm going to get murdered by a real film critic.
I've seen films in both environments, and I can tell you, like, I enjoy the experience of being 1,200 people in the Eccles. I remember
Mystery Team. We saw Mystery Team in a press screen. We were all laughing like crazy.
I know. I went to a library. I saw it at
Black Dynamite.
I saw that at a public screening too. Anyways, I remember being
World's
at
greatest
the public screening.
It was
at
World's
the,
Greatest Dad.
Yeah,
and we were laughing like crazy.
Okay, that's because the press are the only people that think it's funny. We're the sadistic . Okay, anyways, I remember being at the Eccles for the world premiere of Little Miss Sunshine, which no one knew was going to be what it became.
$100 million.
And halfway through the screening, seeing people start to leave, and I was wondering what that was. Later I found out that the people leaving were buyers, leaving during the middle of the film to go bid on it. And the bidding war started during the middle of the movie. And that's kind of like the Sunday, to me, that's still like the Sundance magic. It's good to be there, and also it is good to have. I like to be I'd like to get my opinion out there before other people get their opinion out there. It's not influenced by other people. Then it's less tainted. Like your opinion, yo.
Peter, my opinion is not tainted. My opinion is pure. Peter also likes long walks on the beach, raspberry daiquiris, and talking at all hours of the night.
Neil has a lot of taint. To his review.
I don't know.
I just think.
I said taint.
What?
I said taint. You have a lot of taint.
Yeah, that too.
I like to be at the intersection of the buzz, like where the buzz begins. Do you know what I mean? And I believe sometimes if you wait a day or two, you're at the end of that, and
the buzz begins this week on every film.
Oh yeah. Buzz begins at Sundance.
It's not a day to day issue. It's this week.